Hey lovelies out there, I'm back with another episode of this podcast, and today we'll discuss the Q&A based on the chapter Alcohols, Phenols and Ether. So the very short answer type questions are the first, then the short answer type questions. So let's start. First question is, which part of an alcohol is hydrophobic and which part is hydrophilic and why? The non-polar R group is the hydrophobic part of an alcohol as it has no affinity for polar water molecule, while the hydroxy group is the hydrophilic part because it forms hydrogen bond with water molecule. Second question, which is the only 1 degree alcohol that responds to the iodoform test? The answer is ethyl alcohol. Third, arrange 1, 2 and 3 degree alcohols in order of decreasing acidic strength. First is primary alcohol, second is secondary, that is 2 degree, and third is tertiary 3 degree alcohol. Our next question is, name a reagent by which the three classes of alcohols can be distinguished. So the answer is Lucas reagent, that is anhydrous ZnCl2 plus concentrated HCl. Next question is, which alcohol is used as an important beverage? That is ethyl alcohol. Next question, which class of alcohols does not react with Lucas reagent at ordinary temperature? Primary alcohol. Next question, predict the product expected to be formed when vapors of third butyl alcohol are passed over heated copper at 300 degrees C. The answer is 2-methylpropene. Next question is, mention the process by which anti-Markovnikov hydration of propene can be affected. The answer is hydroboration oxidation. Our next question, which class of alcohols readily undergoes dehydration? The answer is tertiary, that is 3 degree alcohol. Next question is, write the name and structure of the optically active alcohol having the lowest molecular mass. The answer is butane to all. Our next question is, mention the carbonyl compounds which react with Grignard reagents to form 3 degree alcohols. The answer is the Grignard reagents RMGX are used to be treated with formaldehyde and aldehyde, that is RCHO, other than formaldehyde and ketones, to prepare primary or 1 degree, secondary or 2 degree and tertiary or 3 degree alcohols respectively. Our next question is, which one of the phenol, that is p-cresol and 2,4-dinitrophenol, is soluble in an aqueous solution of sodium bicarbonate, that is NaHCO3. And the answer is 2,4-dinitrophenol is a stronger acid than carbonic acid, that's why. Our next question is, ethanol responds to the iodoform test while methanol doesn't. Why? This is a very important question and it has come so many times. And the answer is, there is a CH3CHOH group in ethanol and CH3CH2OH which takes place in iodoform reaction but not in methanol, that is CH3OH. Here the OH group is to be referred. Our next question is, mention a suitable reagent for preparing heptanol from 1-heptanol. And the answer is pyridium chlorochromate. Our next question is, mention 2 chemical tests which can be used to distinguish between phenol and alcohol. The answer is litmus test. And the second is ferric chloride test, that is FeCl3. And here phenol responds to both the tests. Our next question is, which out of CH3CH2OH and CH3CHOH-CH3 and CH3COH gives red color in Victor's Mayer's taste? The answer is CH3CH2OH because it is a 1 degree alcohol. Our next question is, what are the electrophiles involved in Riemann-Thiemann reaction and Kolbe-Smith reaction? The answer is dichlorocarbene and CO2 respectively. Next question is, which one out of proof spirit, rectified spirit and methylated spirit causes blindness if taken internally? The answer is methylated spirit. Our next question is adding the secondary alcohol, primary alcohol, phenol, and tertiary alcohol in decreasing order of tendency towards bond cleavage. And the answer is tertiary alcohol. Second is secondary alcohol, and third is primary alcohol, and the last one is phenol. Our next question is, give example of the three reagents by which ethanol can be distinguished from diethyl ether. And the answer is first PCl5, second is I2 and NaOH, and third is Na. Next question is, which one out of HCl, HBr and HI is not an effective reagent for ether cleavage? The answer is HCl, because it is relatively weaker acid and the anion is relatively a weaker nucleophile. Our next question is, what type of alkyl halide should be used in Williamson synthesis? And the answer is methyl or 1 degree alkyl halide. Our next question is, mention the mechanism of the reaction involved in CO bond cleavage of benzyl methyl ether by HI. The cleavage occurs to the SN1 mechanism. Our next question is, when an ether C5H12O is hydrolyzed with the dilute H2SO4, two alcohols are obtained which respond to the iodoform test. Identify the ether. The answer is ethyl isopropyl ether. So now we'll proceed to the short answer type questions. And here the first question is, although methanol and ethanol are organic solvents, they're very good solvents for a number of iconic compounds. Any compounds? Why? Methanol and ethanol being able to form hydrogen bonds can solve with ions of an ionic compound. Due to the relatively high values of dielectric constant, they are capable of reducing the attractive forces between cations and anions of an ionic compound. Therefore, methanol and ethanol are good solvents for ionic compounds. Our next question is, alcohols react both as acids and bases. Explain. The answer is, the highly electronegative oxygen atom in alcohol can easily accommodate the OH bonding electrons. Therefore, the alcohols behave an acid by donating protons to stronger bases, for example, R to H and then NH2, which again forms RO minus plus NH3. Due to the presence of one shared pair of electrons on the oxygen, alcohols can also attract protons from strong acids and thereby act as bronze-stated bases. Next question is, explain why alcohols cannot be used in solvents in reactions involving Grignard reagent or lithium aluminum hydride, that is LiAH4. The carbon ion R- generated from Grignard reagent and the hydride ion H- generated from LiAH4 are very strong bases. So they react readily with alcohol, that is an acid-base reaction, to liberate RH hydrocarbon and H2. And these reagents are destroyed. Hence, alcohols cannot be used as solvents in the reactions involving RMGX or LiAH4. Our next question is, the concentration of ethanol cannot be increased further by distilling rectified spirit. Why? Rectified spirit is a constant boiling mixture or azeotropic mixture of 95% 0.6 ethanol and 4.4 water percent of water by mass. This means that both alcohol and water boil at the same temperature. Thus, in distillation, the composition of the mixture, which boils at 78.15 degrees C, remains unchanged. Therefore, the concentration of ethanol cannot be increased by distilling rectified spirit. Our next question is, ethanol doesn't react with NaBr to form ethyl bromide, while ethyl bromide is formed if the reaction is carried out in presence of H2SO4. Explain. The answer goes like, although Br- is a moderately strong nucleophile, it cannot displace a very poor leaving group OH-, that is a strong base, from a molecule alcohol by an SN2 reaction. Hence, ethanol does not react with NaBr to form ethyl bromide. However, in the presence of H2SO4, the OH- group of ethanol gets protonated and converted into OH+2. Since H2O, a very weak base, is a very good leaving group, it easily displaced by Br- ion. Thus, ethanol reacts with NaBr in the presence of H2SO4 to form ethyl bromide. Our next question is, sodium can be used to remove traces of water from benzene but not from alcohol. Why? And the answer is, due to the presence of acidic or active hydrogen ethanol C2H5OH, it readily reacts with Na2 to form sodium ethoxide and hydrogen, so any cannot be used to remove the traces of water from alcohol. On the other hand, benzene, having no active or acidic hydrogen, is inert to sodium, so traces of water can be removed from benzene by using sodium. Our next question is, no primary alcohol except ethanol can be prepared by hydration of an alkene. Why? How can primary alcohols be prepared from alkenes? And the answer is, preparation of primary alcohol is possible only by the hydration of terminal alkene. All terminal alkenes except ethylene are unsymmetrical. So addition of concentrated H2SO4 takes place according to the Markovnikov rule, and hydrolysis of the resulting alkyl hydrogen sulfate leads to the formation of 2-degree or 3-degree alcohol predominantly. Since ethylene is the symmetrical and it produces only the primary alcohol, ethanol, on hydration, therefore no other primary alcohol except ethanol can be prepared by the hydration of an alkene. Our next question is, unlike diethyl ether, ethanol is completely miscible in water. Explain. In ethanol molecule, the H atom is bonded to the highly electronegative oxygen atom, which also contains unshared pair of electrons. So ethanol molecules acting both as H bond acceptor and H bond donor dissolve in water by forming the stronger H bonds with water molecules. On the other hand, in ether molecule, the oxygen atom is not attached to any hydrogen atom, so it acts only as hydrogen bond acceptor and forms H bonds with water molecules to a very small extent. So diethyl ether is sparingly soluble but immiscible in water. Why is strict control of temperature essential during the preparation of diethyl ether from ethanol during the preparation of dimethyl ether from methanol? Intermolecular dehydration of methanol results in the formation of dimethyl ether. Since it is an alcohol with only one carbon atom, obviously there is no possibility of its intermolecular dehydration. Ethanol is an alcohol consisting of two carbon atoms, and so it may undergo both intermolecular and intramolecular dehydrations, leading to the formation of diethyl ether and ethylene, respectively. Since the nature of dehydration depends on the reaction temperature, control of temperature is more essential in the preparation of dimethyl ether from ethanol than in the preparation of dimethyl ether from ethanol. Our next question is, how will you separate ether from a mixture of ether and alkane or alkyl halide? When a mixture of ether and alkane or alkyl halide is shaken with concentrated H2SO4, the alkane or alkyl halide does not dissolve in acid, but ether dissolves, forming an oxonium salt. The acid layer is thus separated and ether is made free from acid by adding excess water to it. The ether layer is then separated from the aqueous layer, dried and distilled. Our next question is, what is absolute ether? How can absolute ether be prepared from commercial ether? Give an example of a reaction which is such an ether is used. Pure ether, which is free from water, is termed as absolute ether. Commercial ether is made free from peroxide by shaking it with solution of ferrous sulfate. The moist ether is initially dried by keeping it in contact with anhydrous calcium chloride for some days. It is then allowed to stand in the presence of sodium for some more days and distilled. Thus, absolute ether is obtained. Absolute ether is used in the preparation of Grignard reagent, that is, Rx plus Mg gives RmgX. So now we are going to conclude with our last question, that is, prove alcohol but not ether contains an OH group. Answer is, HCl is produced in the reaction of PCl5 with alcohol, that is, white smoke is produced when a glass rod rinsed with concentrated ammonia solution is held, but not in the reaction of PCl5 with ether. This observation proves that alcohol contains OH group but ether doesn't.